This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 339 for Wednesday, April 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday morning due to a lack of support from the other vegetable oils. The May canola contract loses $8.20 at $769.10 per ton, and the July contract gives up $9.50 at $750.20 per ton. Along with the losses in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are lower as well. Small losses in global crude oil prices are adding a little bit of pressure to the veg oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged this morning, with the loonie at 74.39 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 74.37. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales to unknown destinations this morning. One is for 125,000 tons of current crop corn, and the other is for 276,000 tons of current crop soybeans. The weather forecast is pointing to rain for the very dry U.S. southern plains. Meanwhile, parts of the northern plains are getting hit with ample amounts of snow from a Colorado low. The USDA attaché in New Delhi projects India's 2023-24 wheat crop to be 108 million tons, and the attaché in Pretoria calls for a fourth consecutive bumper crop of corn in South Africa at 15.8 million tons in 23-24. The Rosario Grain Exchange says Brazil will edge out Argentina as the world's largest supplier of soy meal this year. The exchange pegs Argentina's soy meal exports at 20 million tons, with Brazil between 21 million to 23 million. Meanwhile, the Argentine government will roll out its third soy dollar program today. Reports state the federal government will pay farmers $1 for every 210 pesos on exports of soybeans and soy products until May 31st. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning. The May contract dips a half cent at 15.17 per bushel. May soy oil steps back 0.4 of a cent at 55.34 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $1.90 at $455.50 per short ton. Corn is mixed, with its May contract up a penny at 6.55 per bushel. Oats are higher, with the May contract gaining 4.5 cents at 3.45.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago May loses 4 cents at 6.88. Kansas City May gives up 2.5 cents at 8.70, and Minneapolis May falls 6.5 cents at 8.83. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 5th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.